Listen to Sports Radio 610 on 100.3 HD2. Crystal clear Sports Radio 610 blasts all across Houston on 100.3 HD2. Rockets beat the Warriors 98-94, but they lost Chris Paul very late last night, hamstring injury. His status for Game 6, not exactly certain, although he told Mark Spears of ESPN that he will play in Game 6 when he was whisked away in a Maybach. He said,
He was whisked away in the Maybach? Somebody else was driving it? I wish Mark Spears, he gave me the detail that he was getting into a Maybach, but he didn't tell me whether he was like getting into the back seat of a Maybach. Was he getting into the front seat and his wife was driving?
We don't know.
If you're Chris Paul... And you've got how many bathrooms in his house in the Woodlands? 15 or something?
10, 12.
It was definitely in the double digits. Are you hiring somebody to drive your Maybach?
Last night, yes. Yeah. I don't want to drive with my hamstring hurting me.
If you get a Maybach, you generally have a chauffeur. Is that right? Why would you have a Maybach if you're not going to enjoy that back seat?
If
it's for the kids, I'm getting a damn SUV and if I'm driving. For the Maybach, it's like, no, that's for me in the
you
back.
You want to enjoy
there.
That.
Yeah, it's nice in the back.
That makes
there.
Sense.
It's like
I've driven a Maybach.
You've driven a Maybach?
Antoine Walker, when I used to work at the golf country club, used to let me pull up his Maybach every time.
So he drove the Maybach himself.
He let me drive it.
But I'm saying it's not like he showed up at the golf course with a chauffeur.
Nah, he drove the car.
Okay.
Did you like driving the Maybach? Was it nice?
Nah, I mean, it was okay. I'm not really that into cars. I probably didn't appreciate it as much as most people would. I should have stolen some of the money on his dash because I didn't know he was blowing it like that.
I'm nervous about him and his financial health. You've told me some of the stories about
He's bankrupt. He used to give us $200 just to walk 10 feet to get his clubs. I'm not kidding. I wouldn't caddy 10 feet to get the clubs.
You know what does guys in a lot of times? Because people love to think they're like, oh, you blew it all on strippers and booze. Well, okay, sometimes. But a lot of guys, they're just done in by their generosity.
They're too nice.
They're too nice. They're too nice to their family. And I'm not talking about mom and dad. I'm talking about you're way too nice to your first cousins and everything. Yeah.
All right, where are we at with James Harden's performance last night? So if you look at the box score, you're looking at a game in which James Harden scored 19 points. He was 0 for 11 from 3. He was 5 of 21 from the floor overall. I thought defensively he actually did a nice job. I'm kind of split on this because, I mean, James Harden played last night as far as the way he played. That's how he plays.
Yeah.
That's how he
got open shots.
Yeah, he got. Now, there were some shots that I felt like at points of the game where I'm like, all right, the shots aren't falling. You got to drive to the basket in the fourth quarter. My mentality in the fourth quarter, based on all the foul calls they got in the third, was just drive the ball. Drive the ball in the fourth quarter and see what happens, which is basically what he did. And I thought he had some key trips to the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
There's that question. Okay, you say the shots aren't falling. That's where it gets interesting. Because if it's an open shot, you, Mike, you're pretty analytically minded.
Yep.
It's a matter of just whenever the shots are going to start falling in general. As much as you want to talk about hot streaks and cold streaks and what have you, if you got open threes, except when you get down into crunch time, then it gets into the small ball part of baseball where, all right, all the analytics kind of go out the window and it's what do you know you can do and how can you squeak out an extra point here, an extra point there. Then, yeah, I'm with you. You'd love to see them drive more, except that... Golden State does a good job of creating floater situations. And the floater going in, would you rather have James Harden shooting a floater or James Harden shooting a wide open three? I'd rather have him shooting a wide open three. He's not drawing fouls.
Yeah, but I just got to a point last night where I felt like the shots weren't really that close.
Right.
I guess that's my best answer. When a shot's going in and out or it's just off, now we're going into the real nuances here. But some of those shots felt like they weren't close to going
right.
in.
Right, and that's where I do wonder, okay, is he taking too much extra shooting practice?
Because that's what Kristen Ledlow reported during the game last night.
She's talking about how he's staying at Toyota Center late at night working on his shot. And I just don't know. That's a great story if it does work out and he comes out and shoots 70% from the floor or something. But when you've got 48 hours between games and you're traveling, maybe sleep should trump all that and rest and just getting off your feet.
Well, listen, here's the bottom line. James Harden was not good last night. I was happy with the way that he continued to be aggressive, particularly in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And to be fair, he made the key pass to Eric Gordon on a three that was the biggest shot of the game last night. That was one of the main reasons the Rockets won, was Eric Gordon's three that put him up by 4 points in the final 90 seconds of the game last night. But I know this. For the Rockets to win this series, and they are on the precipice despite the looming big issue with Chris Paul, James Harden has to play like the MVP. for them to win this series, we're going to have to see James Harden play like the MVP and at times take over offensively.
Well, now especially.
Yeah,
he's got to do that. And the table is set.
Yes.
If you want to talk about narratives and guys overcoming narratives and all these other things, those two guys on this team this year, Chris Paul and James Harden, they've got some pretty mountainous narratives built around them. Chris Paul has almost single-handedly defied a lot of those narratives and torn them down in this series alone.
Yep.
And this is Chris Paul, who hasn't had a great stretch in the playoffs, but these last two games has been so crucial and has been so clutch in big, big moments against the Golden State Warriors that I don't think anybody after this can ever say, well, Chris Paul just can't do it in the playoffs, or Chris Paul's just, you know, he disappears in the playoffs. This versus the Warriors.
Agreed.
You can take your Andre Iguodala talk and shove it up your rear. If you're going to sit here and try to tell me that Andre Iguodala is the reason that the Warriors can't beat the Rockets and maybe the Rockets aren't that good, then you're in denial. You're in denial about how good the Rockets are.
Now, on the other side, the whole Warriors post game was really strange to me, starting with Steve Kerr at the podium after game number 5.
I feel great about where we are right now. And that may sound crazy, but I feel it. I know exactly what I'm seeing out there. And we defended them beautifully tonight. We got everything we needed. Just too many turnovers, too many reaches. And if we settle down a little bit, we're going to be in really good shape.
I mean, all right, maybe they know something that we don't know, and maybe this is just like they think that Chris Paul's not going to play,
yeah,
or Chris Paul will play and that it all be effective. But even so, I feel like I'd still be pissed off if I was a Warriors fan, if I was somebody on that team. They're not playing at a very high level. When you look at, I mean, Curry disappears for stretches. It seemed like their offense had issues. Obviously, they had major issues. That was a terrible offensive performance by them,
yeah, when you
consider their standards.
And I think this too, Steve Kerr, hey, you're the guy that came in and taught these guys how to run around and work hard and all that. This is two straight games, the Rockets have just simply out-hustled you in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They've been grittier. They've been grimier. You're playing... Like, this should be embarrassing to you just because these two last games have come down to, like, every cliche in the book. You're taking the two best offenses in basketball and holding each other to less than 100 points for two straight games. Like, I'll credit the defense on both those teams. But when it comes down to the fourth quarter, Kevin Durant, where have you gone, Kevin Durant? What the hell's happened to you in these last two games, Kevin Durant? You were a hero in the first two games when it didn't really matter. Now you've turned into, like, is this Kevin Durant back with Oklahoma City Thunder? Are you guys ever going to be able to actually win when things get kind of tough? So guys diving for balls, Golden State Warriors turning the ball over left and right. You're going to turn the ball over 16, 18 times and act like you've got them right where you wanted? You haven't been able to hang on to the ball all year long. And then Draymond Green... Tough guy, Draymond Green. I'll kick you in the nuts, Draymond Green. Can't even handle a simple pass in the fourth quarter. He looked like a skittish wide receiver going over the middle.
Yep.
Like Eric Gordon was going to come up and get a launching penalty against him or something. And then Draymond Green sitting in the press conference afterwards like, oh, golly, shucks. We're the Warriors, you know? I don't know if the Warriors understand what's going on here. The Warriors are on the brink of botching what could have been one of the great legacies in the NBA.
Yes.
Like, you've won two championships. Nobody can take that away from you. That's great and that's awesome. But you guys stacked the deck. You stacked the deck against the rest of the NBA.
That's a great point. You know what? I've lost some respect for the Warriors as a team. I'm not saying as individuals. I'm serious. They can win this series. That's fine. You won the series if they win the series because you stacked the deck and because Chris Paul got hurt. That's why. Like, you got taken to seven games, obviously, because that's what it's going to go to most likely.
Yeah.
You got taken to seven games by this Rockets team and you blew a couple games here basically on your end for no reason. I've lost like that. What is there to be proud of? These morons like these Pavtex Roberts out there. Like, you're going to be proud of that? You're going to be proud of this team that stacked the deck?
Pavtex Roberts, a Warriors fan. He's been a Warriors fan for at least 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, how can you be so proud of yourself for something like this? Disgrace.
No, and this is true. This is where I started off this segment saying they've set the table for what could be an incredible performance by James Harden. Because realistically, like, he went 0 for 11 from the three-point line.
Yes.
He went over. You give him three three-pointers alone, and it's a remarkably different game, both for the Rockets and Chris James Harden. Yeah, so like he outplayed them in every aspect except actually making the ball go in the hoop.